Phone apps that are able to trace our whereabouts are finding something disturbing. A lot of people who are supposed to be sheltering in place due to the coronavirus pandemic are getting tired of the quarantine, so they're venturing out to places they're not supposed to go. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central by Karen Philbrick, Executive Director of the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. You know, we talked a little bit about this the other day on a national level, but here in the Bay Area, now, my eyes are not official scientific barometers, but every morning when I'm on the way into the radio station, it seems like I'm seeing more cars out on the roadway. What do your numbers tell you?
Well, my numbers would say that you are accurate. Despite the fact that we initially saw a drop in traffic, we are seeing just a slight uptick, Susan, because people are getting restless. They're becoming increasingly tired of staying in place and the shelter-in-place directive with no real clear end in sight.
You know, the good news is that by the end of the week, we're expecting things to loosen up, perhaps at some of the parks. Besides seeing people on the roads, are you seeing more people showing up at parks and beaches, places where they can get out and walk?
We're definitely seeing more of that, and unfortunately, it's not always clear if social distancing is being maintained. We hope that as people are enjoying the warm weather and are getting outside to experience that fresh air, that they maintain caution, that safety is still our number one priority.
You know, we've seen pictures of folks at Southern California beaches, and the beaches there have been quite crowded. What kind of an uptick are we seeing at our beaches?
You know, the data on that at this time is not known. We are seeing some people who are venturing down into the beaches despite the fact that they may be closed. We do know that the restrictions are loosening, but I'm not aware of that data at this moment.
Is there anything that we can do to convince people that they're just prolonging our recovery by not staying at home now when it's most important?
Yes, I think the first thing is we need to validate people. People are getting tired, and people have affiliative needs. And it's not only our family members who can basically respond to every need we have. And so I think it's important that we validate people's feelings of loneliness and isolation, that we encourage them to accept what they're feeling, that people practice self-care. It's okay to take a walk with your spouse or with your dog, share what you're feeling too, and really listen when others talk. Some of those things can help people during this difficult time of isolation.
Thanks so much for your time this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Karen Philbrick is the executive director of the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State.